The Federal Opposition's finance spokesman, Andrew Robb, believes the Australian economy is struggling and vulnerable to even a small drop in the terms of trade. The opposition's also maintaining its attack on the government's decision not to appoint the former Treasurer, Peter Costello, as chairman of the Future Fund. The former Treasurer has also blasted the government's management of the appointment. He's suggesting Mr. Gonski should have disqualified himself as a candidate because he was originally asked to help the government find someone for the position of chairman. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The former Treasurer and Future Fund Guardian Peter Costello insists his criticism of the decision to appoint David Gonski as chairman is not a case of sour grapes. He's told 7:30 real damage has been done to the reputation of the fund he created.
If the government wanted Mr. Gonski, why didn't they appoint him 12 months ago? Why did they ask him to get the confidence of the board and then ignore his recommendation? And thirdly, having got the confidence of the board, don't you think he should have ruled himself out as a candidate?
The Finance Minister, Penny Wong, doesn't agree.
Mr. Gonski was not a candidate at the time he was asked to speak with board members to seek their views. If there is any suggestion that there has been harm to the reputation of the fund, that has been as a result of people attempting to politicise these by asserting that Mr. Costello should be chair.
You don't believe the government politicised the process by not choosing Mr. Costello?
We have made a point of not politicising the Future Fund, and we have chosen the best person for the job, which is what we should do.
The opposition's finance spokesman, Andrew Robb, won't go quite as far as Mr. Costello, but does agree that the process has been flawed.
They've slighted the new chairman. They've given him a lead weight to carry into the job, and also at the same time, I think, have reduced confidence, perhaps, in the fund itself.
You're giving a major economic speech today following up from Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey last week, and you'll be arguing why the Australian economy is vulnerable. But how can you sustain that case when it's rated as one of the strongest in the world by the three top ratings agencies?
Despite the rose-coloured glasses and the really fortuitous economic benefits of the mining boom, which are a great blessing for Australia, if something comes off, if China starts to go backwards in terms of its growth. They've revised their growth estimate now, just last week, from 8.5-9 to 7.5. If that happens, commodity prices come off, we are highly vulnerable, and we'll be chasing our tail and increasing debt further and further.
Andrew Robb argues the government has $100 billion of unfunded promises through the National Broadband Network, the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, the promise of new submarines, and structural problems with the carbon and mining taxes.
If you add all those together, there's $100 billion that should be in the budget, should be accounted for, should be identified how they fund it.
The opposition's clearly trying to counter the government's repeated references to a $70 billion black hole in the coalition's plans.
What they talk about is fictional. At the last election, notwithstanding some disagreement over some items, even if you put those aside, we were still left with more money than what was required to fund all of our promises. We fully funded our promises, and we'll do that again.
He'll accuse the government of practicing shameless accounting trickery to meet its surplus deadline.
Naomi Woodley.